This podcast is presented by Healthy Cells Magazine. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at any magazine rack, featuring Tim Eipel from Thrivent Financial.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano.
Well, of course, we're in the dead of winter, and this time of year is often a time you, one, neglect your skin as much as possible. You maybe put lotion on, but generally your skin's covered all the time. You generally don't look at it. You know, you're pasty, you're flaky, you're white, you're rashy, everything else. And this is the time of year you probably should be paying more attention to your skin. And so I wanted to bring in one of the experts. Deborah Babich from Babich Skincare is a board-certified dermatologist. I always thought I wanted to be a dermatologist.
It's a great field.
I bet it is.
It is really fun.
I mean, it's your skin.
Yeah.
And it's the only skin you get. So.
Largest organ of the body.
Mm-hmm. So you probably see this a lot this time of year with winter, and dry skin is probably the most common issue, isn't it?
Very much. And it just seems like each winter that people's skin is getting worse.
And yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know if there's less humidity. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But we just keep seeing more and more of it. And there's so many products out there, but there are so many that are really good in attention to detail in doing it every day really does help.
And that's a big thing because I know you get a little lazy in the winter.
Yes.
You don't eat right. You don't work out often.
Mm-hmm.
You just generally just don't take as good care as of yourself in the winter. And that probably does have a big effect. And like you said, dry skin, it seems to be getting worse. And as soon as you turn on your heater, it seems that your skin just immediately just starts flaking. And I don't know why that is. It's just, from the heat and then the cold and everything else, it's got to be a common problem. Is that something your patients come to you about a lot, is dry skin? Or is that just something you notice with patients that come in for something else?
I usually notice that when they come in for something else, you get the minority that will come in and say, oh, I can't stand this dry skin. But usually when I'm doing a skin exam, I'm like, your skin is really dry. Do you do anything? And some people don't care. And
mm-hmm.
then other people are like, I've tried this and this, and the products that they're using are really not the best. So
mm-hmm.
we, provide some recommendations.
Yeah. Now, probably a lot of people don't realize they have dry skin. I mean, it may be a perpetual problem. I myself am a very dry skin person. Summer, winter, doesn't matter. What are some of the symptoms that you see?
Basically, obviously, the first sign is flaking.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't flake as much, so their skin will itch and burn. Burning is a big...
That's usually when they'll come to see you because
correct.
It's uncomfortable.
It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, the hot water of their shower, which should feel good, really, really pains.
Yeah,
it really stings the skin. So those are the main complications. But we see some cases where the skin is so inflamed because of the dryness that it has now become a type of eczema just from dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's called eczema crackalae. And it's intense.
Yeah. And that's where the skin will even crack.
It cracks and bleeds.
Yeah. And skin conditions like that, eczema, psoriasis, and it's only compounded with the winter weather and everything else. So do you have recommendations that you give for your clients whenever they come in for dry skin? Like you said,
Being consistent is key, but the big thing is most people never look at the cleanser that they use.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll ask them if they use moisturizing lotions. Oh, yes, I use them every day. What kind of soap do you use? Dial. Or some kind of really aggressive,
Yeah, or if you look at it in alcohols, like the first.
Correct. Yeah, they like the gels.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no. That has alcohol. That's going to sting your skin. So we like really non-cleanser cleansers.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say brands?
If you'd like. Like, yeah.
Dove Deep Moisture is my favorite.
Okay. And that's something you can get at the drugstore. That's
correct.
Not, you don't
correct.
Have to.
Non-prescription.
Mm-hmm.
We also like Cetaphil and CeraVe.
Another,
those are also very good.
Yeah.
We sell something at the office called Aquanil. But if you start with a cleanser that's not going to strip your natural oils, because we all have them,
mm-hmm.
and they don't need to go away. We're supposed to have the natural oils. Excessive oil is one thing. Natural oils is another.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like those cleansers because they feel greasy afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's not greasy. You're clean, but you have those natural oils. And then compound that within 3 minutes of getting out of the shower, applying a really nice moderate weight to thicker weight moisturizing lotion all over the body. And that really does help.
And I think it probably, you get used to that after a while. You may have for a while feel like, oh, I'm greasy. And, but then it almost where your skin becomes dependent on it and you feel uncomfortable if you don't have that moisture.
Correct. And some of your better moisturizers, even though they're this moderate weight or heavier weight, they absorb really well. But again, those are going to be a little bit more expensive, mm-hmm. but it's so worth it because you'll use it more because as soon as applying it within 30 seconds, you're able to get dressed and you're not greasy.
Yeah, yeah. And that's even, you know, that's convenience is the big thing. That's one of the reasons people don't stay consistent with that kind of, and I'll say treatment because it really is. Like you said, the skin is the largest organ in the body. You need to pay attention to it just like you would your heart health. Or anything else, it is an organ, and you do have to take care of it.
And people often forget that.
Mm-hmm. They do, and it's exposed to everything from the elements to the cold and the heat, and everything you put in, you know, everything you touch, everything, you know. So we do take it for granted.
Correct.
Largely, probably. Now, if somebody had questions about their dry skin or what to look for, or needed to come in and see you to have a skin check, I know you guys have relocated. And I want to make sure people know where to find you.
Well, we're not relocating until June 1st.
Okay. Well, good.
So, yes. June 1st will be our new date. So we're trying to tell everybody way in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at 2880 North Monroe.
Okay.
And it's the old cancer care facility. And it's what we like about it is it's a much bigger space. It's going to be a bunch more convenient for people.
Ample going to like 9,800 square feet.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's fantastic.
You know what's even more exciting? Ample parking.
Oh, that's so nice.
Facility right now, there's so little parking for people, and we always get complaints.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes these little old people, they have to,
yes,
know,
and this
park
time
a block
of year,
or
that's
two
not
away.
Fun.
No,
yeah.
Not
now,
at all.
And where are you currently located so people before June can find you?
We're at 304 West Hay Street.
Okay.
That is attached to the hospital.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, is there a time of day the parking's better?
Because
I actually just had to go out there, and I ran into that exact same situation.
You know exactly
what
we're
talking
about.
This is a public service
about.
We're doing right
exactly.
now. What is the best time to do parking?
I can't answer that. It varies. I'm not kidding you.
Okay.
It varies.
Okay. Well, then we'll figure that out in maybe future episodes.
Good
we'll
luck.
Figure it out. Well, of course, if you want to find out more about Babbage Skin Care, you can find out more on their website at babbageskincare.com. You can also give them a call at 876-6890. But we're not done yet. I want to come back and talk a little bit about skin cancer as well. Like we were talking about, we talk about heart health or, you know, doing regular breast exams and things mm-hmm. like that. But we don't often talk about the, you know, the dangers of skin cancer.
Correct.
So whenever we get back with Central Illinois Weekend, we will delve into that with my guest, Deborah Babbage from Babbage Skincare. We'll be right back.